Today's gospel, we heard Jesus encounter a man who is deaf and has a speech impediment. To everyone's amazement, Jesus heals him. Jesus gives him a chance to hear. I wonder what the deaf man started listening for. The birds chirping, children at play and giggling, the sound of water trickling in a stream or rain falling on the ground, people chatting at the marketplace. There are millions of sounds to listen to. But I wonder what caught his attention the most. I wonder if it was the gentle voice of Jesus. Closer to home in this room, what are you listening for? As we approach another anniversary of 9/11 on Wednesday of this week, it's easy to be listening to the sounds of fear and violence. A recent poll of American people recognized the likelihood that there will be someday another terrorist attack on our soil. But can our ears hear the courage and the faith of our ancestors who established this country over overwhelming odds? Can we believe that we have the same courage and hope and faith to rise to the occasion? And even though vulnerable, still live as free people without abandoning our basic principles of in God we trust? What we believe, what we value, influences what we hear. Therefore, if we're not hearing any good news, not only do we need to open our ears, we need to open our hearts. In today's gospel, Jesus says to the deaf man, "Ephphatha, be opened." We are that deaf man. We are that deaf man because there are good things we are not hearing. We need to believe that God will open us, that God can open us, that God can remove our deafness. And we're called to believe that God is active, that God is in fact building the kingdom, and 2024 making a joyful sound to rejoice and to have hope. There's a legend that says that after Adam and Eve left the Garden of Eden, that they had a hard time believing that God still loved them. They had disappointed God something fierce. They realized they had been duped by the serpent who, although he was punished and forced to crawl on his belly for all eternity, left laughing at the plight of Adam and Eve. Anyway, the legend goes on to say that God saw the angels and torture that was taking place in the hearts and soul of Adam and Eve. It broke God's heart. God sorrowed for the lost innocence of his children. God fears that if they didn't know the love of God to have it alive in their hearts, they would perish. Not only them, but all of creation. So as the story goes, one day at a meeting with God's leading angels, they noticed that God seemed troubled. So the angel of love, the angel of mercy, the angel of hope, asked God what was going on. So God let out a sigh so deep it brought tears to the eyes of every angel in the heavens. And when those tears began to fall, God looked at the angels of hope and mercy and love and devised a plan. A plan so wonderful that the tears of the angels never made it to earth. They froze in the darkness of space, and like diamonds, hang near to this day. We call them stars. And at night, they reflect the light and the love of the one who sits upon the throne of heaven. But the story goes on, for God and the angels carried out a plan that God designed. At the birth of every child, a guardian angel was assigned. And the job of the guardian angel was quite simple. All they had to do was whisper in the baby's ear every moment of every day, "God loves you. God loves you." And so it was from that moment on that guardian angels began whispering in your ears, "God loves you. God loves you." Sometimes when a baby is alone with no parents or other children around, you can hear them giggle and cool for no apparent reason. That's because their guardian angel has been whispering God's love in their ears. And so this worked for a long, long time. People listened and knew God's love. But then there came a time when the world began to get noisier and noisier. At first, it was the noise of everyday work, hammering, sawing, the clatter of pots and pans, the sound of the hoe in the garden, and the lowing of cattle and sheep. The whispering of the angels could still be heard. And then as humans and technology developed, the noise of the world got louder and louder. Factories and foundries, mills and manufacturing plants began to flourish. Noise filled the air. As more noise filled the air, people began to get distracted and unfocused. And many of them were not hearing the words of their guardian angel, "God loves you, God loves you." Then, of late, came radio and television. cell phone, satellite, radio, and the internet. And pretty soon the airwaves were filled with all kinds of noise. Fewer and fewer people were listening to the words of their guardian angels, God loves you. So, although the noise level continued to grow, still the guardian angel whispered God's love, and they continued to speak those same words each day. So the good news, friends, the good news is that God has not abandoned us. God has not abandoned us if we but open our ears and our hearts, and we listen closely to hear the whisper of God's guardian angels. What do they say to you and me? God loves you. God loves you. God truly loves you.